I feel good because I've been really humbled to be the winner of this award. And I'm thinking it's actually something good for us in the hospital and in the area of Bamban. We'll be able to get at least some resources for us to put on and continue to save lives in the area, which is really in that isolated place where there is nothing really much that we can, but we have to save lives. That is my feeling.
What do you think, in your view, should be done in order to encourage and motivate young South Sudanese so that they become as brilliant as what you have actually met?
I will obviously call upon the young people of South Sudanese and especially those who have really graduated, that there is nothing that we can achieve in this South Sudan unless we sacrifice a number of things. We can't mix. There is no way that we can say we have that country without our effort. We cannot. This is a call for each individual, including also the big people, that we can really help ourselves instead for us actually to depend on the help that we always think it should come from outside. If we can do it ourselves, it will be much more better. It will be stronger. The country will really build itself, as we know very well that we have not yet actually completed. When we came back from that war, we have not yet completed the building of the nation. As I see it today, is that a number of things are really happening. So what we do is that we have to continue, even if the situation is really difficult. That is the way where we can come out of our situation, which is really all the time we are refugees, all the time we are displaced. We have to work hard as youth that they'll be able to build a country and have a country like any other country in the world.
Can you tell our listeners what this award is for?
Okay, the award is called the Nascent Award, which was really a long time during the Second World War. It was a Norwegian who won it sometimes back because he was able to help the refugees. He worked tirelessly with the refugees, and that is how it started. And I think since that time, it is actually given to individuals each year. So that is the they have to confirm, of course, how much you have done, sacrifice that you, it should be extraordinary that you are recognized that you have done something beyond what people can do. So that is exactly what, I didn't know it, but later on it was introduced to me and I came to know it.
Doctor, we understand that you will be given a sum of $150,000. So can you tell us actually what your plan is with this money? What will you use it for?
We have challenges in the hospital. You know, when we came from Kurmuk in 2011, the current hospital was a primary health care center. So we, with the help and support from UNHCR and from Samaritan Pass, we were able to expand it. Today, we have at least something which is almost near to the basic hospital. So we are going to put the amounts that or the resources that we have. I divided our challenges into three. One of them was actually the structures. The second one was the equipment. And the third one is the capacity building of the staff. So we are going to work on it and we make sure we get exactly on these areas. Because you take, for instance, our maternity. Our maternity is having about 30 beds, including what? Including neonatal unit. So these beds are not enough for the population that we are serving. And therefore, we would like actually to expand maternity. That is the first thing that we should do. The second thing is that we need some machines like an anesthetic machine and X-ray machine. And then also we have oxygen generators, not oxygen concentrators. Oxygen generators are the oxygen generators and machines that you can pipe the oxygen to a number of wards in such a way that you don't need actually one machine for one person. No, it will supply so many patients. That will help us and will actually give us ability to improve our services.
So now with all this you've mentioned, and at least the list is long, you think that money would cater for some of those services?
It got really used to the situations because as I was explaining to you, I explained it according to our priority. Wherever it ends, we get what we can. And then we believe God will bring us more and more, and we continue to put what we get so that at the end we will obviously reach the basic hospital structures and the personnel and the equipment that we need in the hospital.
Okay, and finally, what's your message?
My message is clear in that we are a nation that we are lacking behind. We have been tucked in the war. Peace is the main goal, that we should really have peace in South Sudan. I'm calling upon everybody, including the people in power, including all those armed groups, that let us give this nation a chance for peace. a chance of peace will bring us really to be human beings. We have a number, big number, that we are like a quarter of our populations have been actually displaced from their homes. Refugees and displaced camps. So if we can really achieve peace, then we can have really good plans for what to do with this situation of ours. Another thing is, for the youth, one thing which I don't really accept is that wherever I am coming for my R&R, most of the time I go and see people playing dominoes, people playing what, cards. It really makes me feel bad. These are the youth who are really supposed to be productive. They should be doing something for themselves and for this country. We should not be people who wait for things which are really given free. We should sweat and get things. And these are the people whom we actually, the country depends on.